Welcome to Waste Not, the podcast where we explore the world of food waste and what can be done to fix it. Today, we'll discuss why food waste, not only here, but in the world, is such a big problem and explore solutions from two different angles, one focused on consumers and the other one on the supply chain. Joining me today are two guests, Pooja and Nimit, with unique perspectives on food waste. Welcoming Pooja.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I'll be talking about food waste from a consumer perspective. Why we waste food at home, how we stop, and even how we judge our fruits and veggies just by their looks.
Welcoming Nimit.
Thanks for having me. Today I'll be focusing on the agricultural supply chain, how inefficiencies during harvest, storage, and transportation contribute to food waste long before it even reaches us consumers.
Great. I'm excited to hear more on these two perspectives as we dig into the bigger picture of food waste and how it affects the earth. So grab a snack, preferably not one you'll forget in the back of your fridge, and let's jump in. To start with, why do you think food waste is such a critical problem right now?
Well, when it comes to consumers, a lot of waste comes from how we shop and eat. We've become obsessed with perfection. If a fruit or vegetable looks a little misshapen or has a blemish, we skip it. In fact, up to 30% of produce globally never makes it to store shelves just because it's considered ugly. And once we bring food home, we're often unsure about expiry labels like best before versus used by. That confusion leads to food being thrown away unnecessarily.
I really appreciate how Pooja went into the nuance of aesthetics that drive food waste. However, what many people don't realize is that a lot of food waste happens before it even reaches grocery stores. The UN estimates that 1.4 billion tons of food are wasted every year due to supply chain inefficiencies. Take tomatoes for example. According to a McKinsey report, out of every 100 tomatoes harvested, 20 might be lost during picking, another 10 during storage and packaging, and 5 more during transportation. That means only 65 of the original 100 tomatoes make it to the consumer. In other words, addressing inefficiencies at the farm and transport levels mean tackling the root cause of food waste.
Wow, it's eye-opening to see how waste occurs at both ends of the food chain. I believe if more people realize how much food is being lost before it even hits the grocery store, we would all start looking at food differently. So what do you think are some solutions that can be implemented to reduce food waste?
Well, I think for consumers, education is key. Campaigns like Ugly Produce help us rethink how we judge food. These campaigns encourage consumers to buy irregularly shaped or ugly fruits and vegetables to reduce waste. They challenge the idea that food must look perfect to be edible. As well as programs like Too Good To Go, which connect people to surplus food at discounted rates, which not only reduces waste, but also saves money. Fun fact! Over 200 million meals have been saved worldwide throughout this app. Meal planning is another simple solution. Buy only what you need and repurpose leftovers instead of tossing them. These small changes can have a really big impact.
I view technology as the way forward on the supply side, especially with the Internet of Things, or IoT, transforming supply chains.
Hold on, Nimit. Could you please explain what IoT means?
Think of IoT like Northeastern's EduRoam Wi-Fi, but instead of connecting your computers and phones, it links digital devices across the supply chain. For example, sensors in trucks and storage facilities can keep track of food quality and location in real time. They can monitor things like temperature, humidity, moisture, and even pH levels. This makes it easy to figure out exactly when and where produce might be getting spoiled, whether it's during harvest, packaging, or transportation. With that kind of data, supply chain teams can step in and fix issues before they become bigger problems. It's a transformative step to ensure more fresh food actually makes it to store shelves.
Thank you, Nimit, for explaining IoT. So what you said was really meaningful. And I believe by rethinking how we shop, there's a lot we can do to reduce waste at every stage. And these solutions don't just save food, they also save resources like water, making them a win for the planet. It's interesting to see how both low technology solutions like buying ugly produce and high technology ones like IoT tracking systems like you articulated right now can work together to tackle this problem. It's like we are blending old school values with new inventions. Here's a fun fact for you. If food waste were a country, it would have been the third largest greenhouse gas emitter after China and the US. Shocking, right? Now let's debunk a quick myth from our episode sponsors at LG. Does freezing food reduce its quality? The answer is an absolute no. Freezing food is one of the best ways to preserve it. Just make sure to store it properly in an airtight container to avoid the freeze burn. Alright, let's get back to our discussion. Now the final question. If you had to pick one thing to focus on, what would it be?
For me, it's normalizing ugly produce. If we can shift consumer mindsets and get people to buy imperfect fruits and veggies, we'll not only reduce waste, but also support farmers who might otherwise lose income.
You know, building on that, technology like QR codes can play a big role in reducing waste by improving how we track and manage produce across the supply chain. Imagine going to a supermarket and scanning a QR code on a piece of chicken and instantly seeing information on the animal's birth, antibiotic use, vaccinations, and harvest location. The impetus for this is to foster trust in the food supply chain by addressing changing consumer demands and health and well-being concerns. In addition to this, better tracking also means surplus produce can be sent to areas in need. This helps cut waste and fight hunger at the same time. It's a win-win for everyone, with some pretty powerful ethical benefits too.
Wonderful. It's clear that everyone has a part to play, whether it's buying an ugly carrot or supporting businesses using smart technology. I also think that changing our habits and normalizing ugly produce could start a cultural shift, while improving supply chains could have a massive global impact. I guess the question is, where will you take the action first? Before we wrap up, here's this week's challenge for our audience. Track your food waste for one day. Try writing down everything you throw away and think about how you could have saved it by freezing, repurposing, or simply eating it sooner. Share your results with us next time. Thank you for listening to Waste Not. Remember, solving food waste is not about small steps that add up to big change. Whether you're a customer or working behind the scenes in the supply chain, your actions do matter. See you in the next episode.